At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I don't know why you're doing it, but you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate you doing it. I really do appreciate you doing it. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Easiest way to send me a message, though, is send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103. 33103. Just start your message out. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Start it out with the word Mike or Michael. Also, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And I ask you to do that because there you'll find the icons for Twitter or X, whatever you call it, Facebook and Instagram. And I really would appreciate you following me on those. And then you can, there's an interactive map under the tab, How to Listen, where you can find all of the affiliates across the Fruited Plain. So you can find out when they air the program. A lot of affiliates re-air the program on you know, later in the evening and then tomorrow. So you can find all of that. And then be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then you hit subscribe, and then you tell your friends about it. And then we spread my insanity even further, which is the objective, is to spread my insanity. I want to tell you real quickly, well, maybe not so quickly, depends on how wrapped up I get into it. But there was a decision by the United States Supreme Court at the end of the month. This was on Wednesday, I think. The name of the case is National Rifle Association of America. You know, that evil group, those gun-toting crazies. The NRA, the National Rifle Association of America, versus Vulo or Vulo. I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. Vulo is Maria Vulo. She's the former superintendent of the New York Department of Financial Services, the DFS. So just Department of Financial Services. And the NRA alleged that Vulo, or the Department of Financial Services, violated their First Amendment rights because they were trying to coerce parties that they regulated, companies that they regulated, that they were going to punish them if they engaged in business with the NRA. Now, as I said earlier, at the end of the last hour, the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court was unanimous. Yes. All nine justices said, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing here? You can't do this. So when people tell me that, and I understand that the court is divided on many issues, and many issues turn on political, I wouldn't say, they turn on political issues. I don't think they make political decisions. But I think they take politics into consideration sometimes when they shouldn't. And so they let politics influence their decisions a little bit. But every once in a while, there's something that is so egregious or there's some basic fundamental right that all nine justices, whether they're considered, and I hate describing justices as liberal or conservative. I would rather people describe justices this way. Do you interpret the Constitution based on the plain meaning of the language? Like, what does the Constitution say? And what does that really mean? Or do you try to be an activist judge and you put in what you think it should mean? No, because, for example, when the Constitution says that Congress shall make no law, for example, respecting freedom of speech, that's pretty clear. Congress shall make no law respecting freedom of speech. And I'm pretty much an absolutist about these things. I know that freedom of speech has limitations to it. Many people misinterpret some of those limitations. And I think some of those limitations that the court has found are, quite frankly, in my opinion, they're just wrong. I think, for example, you know, I love using this example. During the 2008 Democrat National Convention, which was held here in Denver, they had a free speech zone. They had a protest zone. And it was this giant lot, like a combination of, you know, surface parking lots, that they surrounded in chain link fence, put razor wire on top of it, and there was pretty much one way in, one way out. And so it was like if you wanted to protest, you had to get a permit, and then you had to go into that chain link. You had to go into the chain link yard and march around in a circle in this yard. Well, I think that was unconstitutional. I think if you want to protest, you ought to be able to march up and down the street, like 17th Street in downtown Denver. You ought to be able to march up and down 17th Street as long as you don't impede traffic, as long as you don't march into the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge and block traffic, as long as you don't block, you know, traffic on the 25. You ought to be able to march along the sidewalks, even in the gutter if you have to. And you ought to be able to carry your signs and chant your chants and do whatever bullcrap you're going to do. Well, have at it. But to say you can only do it during the Democrat National Convention in this one area, to me, seems to be a violation of the First Amendment, but I'm in the minority on that. So back to the NRA versus Vulo. What this woman was doing, she was using her position in the Department of Financial Services to tell certain insurance companies, like there's like, and actually this is a former speaking engagement client of mine, Lockton Companies. They're a giant insurance company in this country. Lockton, Chubb, Lloyd's of London, all different examples, they all underwrote insurance that members of the NRA could buy at a discounted price. And the Department of Financial Services said, no, we're going to threaten you with investigations. We're going to maybe threaten your licenses to sell insurance in states. We're going to do all these things because we don't like the NRA. And we don't like gun owners. And we don't like people that conceal carry. And we don't like people that believe in the Second Amendment. So we're going to punish you for doing business with the NRA. In a unanimous decision, the court said, wait a minute, you can't do that. You simply cannot do that. And you cannot use the government, and you cannot use your power, or you cannot use private agencies, third parties, to do those things which you are constitutionally prohibited from doing. And so they found that it was a violation of the First Amendment. And it was a unanimous decision. And not only was it a unanimous decision, but Justice Sonia Sotomayor, one of the most expansive, liberal, whatever you want to call her, members of the Supreme Court, wrote the opinion for the majority. and said that at the heart of the First Amendment's free speech clause is the recognition that viewpoint discrimination is uniquely harmful to a free and democratic society. Every once in a while, when they do something right, you need to give them kudos. And here they get kudos. But guess what Congress is doing? Oh, they don't like the Supreme Court, even when they all agree, or when they fly a flag. Text the word Michael to 33103. What flag are they against?
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Have you heard of the Appeal to Heaven flag? The Pine Tree flag? Probably not. It's a very famous Revolutionary War flag, but it's primarily a nautical flag used by George Washington on some of his frigates during the Revolutionary War. And so it's a much more dominant flag along the upper northeast part of the United States than it is, say, the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag, which is pretty well known. You know, that's the curled snake cut in half, don't tread on me. That is well known all across the country. So imagine just a white flag with a green pine tree in the middle, and across the top are the words, an appeal to heaven. It's a Revolutionary War flag. It was used on a squadron of six frigates commissioned under George Washington's authority as the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army beginning in October of 1775. The pine tree is a traditional symbol of New England, another reason why it's more well-known along the East Coast than it is out here. But the phrase appeal to heaven is not just some religious phrase. It's not just something that somebody just pulled out of their butt and said, oh, this would be a nice thing to put on the flag. The phrase appeal to heaven appears in John Locke's Second Treatise on Government, where it was used to describe the right of revolution, which is exactly what we declared in the Declaration of Independence. In a letter dated October 20, 1775, General Washington's secretary, Colonel Joseph Reed, suggested a flag with a white ground and a tree in the middle, the motto, an appeal to heaven, to be used for the ships that Washington had commissioned. Two heavily armed American scows with floating batteries, launched on the Charles River in September 1775, had used the pine tree flag as an ensign. So Reed described the banner that he proposed as the flag of our floating batteries. So the six schooners commissioned by Congress beginning in October 1775 were to intercept the British ships that were entering Boston. And then the following year, in 1776, the Massachusetts Council, that council eventually became the Massachusetts Legislature, established the flag of the state navy with a resolution that said the colors be a white flag with a green pine tree and the inscription, an appeal to heaven. So John Locke, in fact, you should sometime go read his Second Treatise on Government, read it along with the Declaration of Independence, you'll understand about the right to revolution. Well, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Samuel Alito's wife, they have a vacation home. I forget where it is, but it's along the water somewhere along the Atlantic in the northeastern part of the U.S. And she flies the flag. Oh, no, she flies that flag. Jamie Raskin, a Democrat member of Congress, is arguing that President Biden's Justice Department forced Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito recuse themselves and they step down from any case related to the January 6th protest. You know, that famous insurrection that almost destroyed democracy. Trump versus United States and Fisher versus United States. Those cases involve then President Donald Trump's supposed role in the January 6th. I'll call it a disorder. Yeah, there was vandalism. There was a little bit of rioting. And there was a lot of just wandering around, riding a bicycle, marching, protesting. Now, according to Raskin, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, this is just his claim. I'll get to what I think about it in a minute. But he claims that the Attorney General can petition other Supreme Court justices to enforce recusal. Now, what's recusal? Well, it's what should have happened in the Trump case in New York, where there's a direct conflict of interest, where the judge there had donated, in violation of New York Code of Ethics, Judicial Code of Ethics, he had donated directly to Joe Biden's campaign. And his daughter and his family run a fundraising organization whose sole purpose is to defeat Donald Trump. That's a conflict of interest. Flying a flag? I don't think so. So recusal is where a judge, now, judges decide for themselves. I can sit here and argue that the judge, that Judge Mershon in the New York case should have recused himself. I can argue that all day long, and I can give you all the reasons why he should have. And in fact, if I was one of the attorneys, and in fact, the attorneys representing Donald Trump asked the judge to recuse himself, but it's always the judge's decision. And I happen to agree with that. Because I think the judge is in the best position to determine whether or not there's a conflict of interest. And then if they do something wrong, then there is a remedy for that. And in this case, the remedy for Judge Mershon for failing to recuse himself is in essence, a bar complaint, a judicial complaint, that you violated the Code of Ethics in New York. And that will be heard, and at some point he might be disciplined, including losing his judgeship, which I think that he should. But I shouldn't be able to force him to recuse himself. And nor should I be able to force a Supreme Court justice to recuse themselves. But according to Raskin, according to Jamie Raskin, this congressman, he thinks that the Attorney General can petition the other justices to enforce recusal under judicial disqualification statutes and the U.S. Constitution. Now, he emphasizes that these recusal statutes are legally binding and not just recommendations. Here's where he and I start to part ways. But we part ways in more than just one way. You know, we have three branches of government. We have, first, Article 1, the legislative branch. Then we have Article 2, the executive branch. And then we have Article 3, the judicial branch. Those are separate branches of government. And they're established as separate branches of government for a very specific reason. Let's think about that next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you,
Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Before we continue with the story about Jamie Raskin in the U.S. Supreme Court and how insane this is and how hypocritical it is, I want to put one last plug in for the podcast from Friday, because many, many of you will be faced with friends, family, others, maybe even yourself. You don't quite understand what happened on Thursday when the jury found Donald Trump guilty on 34 counts of violating a New York statute about falsifying business records. And how could they do that? And why is it that people like lawyers like me argue, in fact, lawyers even on the left side of the political spectrum, argue that the case was flimsy, shabby, should never have been brought, that the jury was misled and kind of almost directed in what to do. If you want to understand an in-depth legal analysis of that, that's done in, I hope, at least according to the text messages I received after I did that program on Friday, most people thought that, oh, thank you, that helped me understand how it worked and why it came out the way it is, and that it will enable me to better explain that to friends who want to argue with me about it. Well, that's Friday's podcast from the weekday show. Another reason for you to subscribe to the podcast. But I just want to emphasize that because while I thought it was okay, while I thought I was just doing, you know, what I would normally do, a lot of people in the text line said that, wow, it really helped them understand. So, again, if you want to get a good 3 hours of layman's explanation of what took place with that verdict, then get Friday morning's podcast. And you can do that by searching for The Situation with Michael Brown and downloading that. So back to this deal with the situation with the U.S. Supreme Court. As I said before the break, our Constitution divides our government on purpose into three separate branches. These are three separate but equal branches of government. And they each have certain powers, they each have certain limitations, and they each have certain jobs to do. The legislative branch, obviously, is to make laws, to raise revenue through taxes or fees or excise taxes. And the job of the executive branch is to administer those laws. And then the Article III courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, is designed to hear cases and controversies. And the U.S. Supreme Court not only hears cases and controversies, but based on its very first decision in Marbury versus Madison, the job of the U.S. Supreme Court is also to determine the constitutionality of laws. And so they each operate independently of each other, even though they interact with each other. For example, an interaction would be, Congress passes a law and the U.S. Supreme Court determines that that law is unconstitutional. Or Congress appropriates money. They appropriate money to spend on the U.S. military. It's the job of the executive branch to properly and appropriately spend that money in the most, don't laugh here, the most effective and efficient way to create the most effective military. So while they interact with each other, they're separate. Well, Jamie Raskin is trying to force the other justices to make Justices Thomas and Alito recuse themselves from cases involving Donald Trump. Now, we'll get to the why in a moment, but I want you to think about this. What if the U.S. Supreme Court decided that they didn't like Jamie Raskin? And they didn't want Jamie Raskin say on the House Judiciary Committee. So they went to the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and they went to the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, and said, we want you to force Jamie Raskin off the Judiciary Committee. In fact, we want you to force him out of Congress because we don't like him. And we don't like what he's trying to do to us. No, it wouldn't happen. One, the justices would never do that. And two, that would be blatantly unconstitutional. Just as it's blatantly unconstitutional, in my opinion, for him to try to get the other to force the other justices to make Thomas and Alito recuse themselves from specific cases. He says this, and I want you to think about how hypocritical this is. Jamie Raskin says, and I quote, "It seems unfathomable that the two justices could get away with deciding for themselves whether they can be impartial in ruling on cases affecting Donald Trump's liability for crimes he is accused of committing on January 6th. Ah, really? How about if I said, it seems unfathomable to me that Justice Merchan could get away with deciding for himself whether he can be impartial in ruling on a case involving Donald Trump for when his family is involved in raising money to oppose Donald Trump. See how that doesn't work? It's up to those justices themselves to make that decision. And the justices themselves look at cases and they decide, hey, listen, I should recuse myself from this case. In fact, many justices oftentimes do recuse themselves because maybe they heard the case when they were a lower court judge. Or maybe one of the parties they've done business with. You know, these justices actually have lives. They actually do things like they buy insurance, they buy cars, they buy houses, they have mortgages, they engage in everything that you and I engage in. And they're supposed to recuse themselves because somebody's in front of them. You know, if a specific auto dealership, let's just say that, you know, Michael Brown's Cars and Justice Thomas bought a car from Michael Brown Cars. Well, in that case, if there's a case involving, you know, you against Michael Brown Cars before the U.S. Supreme Court and one of those justices has bought a car from me, yeah, they probably should recuse themselves. But that's not for me to decide. That's for them to decide. Raskin says this, the U.S. Department of Justice can petition the other seven justices to require Alito and Thomas to recuse themselves, not as a matter of grace, but as a matter of law. The Justice Department and the Attorney General can invoke two powerful textual authorities for this motion, the Constitution of the United States, specifically the Due Process Clause, and the federal statute mandating judicial disqualification for questionable impartiality, citing 28 U.S. Code Section 455. Is that true? What about the separation of powers? The Biden Justice Department's attempting to stack the court against Donald Trump while prosecuting him, that would be a serious attack on the separation of powers, with the Supreme Court being a branch of the U.S. government co-equal with the executive branch. However, this is not the only line of attack that Raskin has opened against the Supreme Court. But before I tell you what the next one is, let's stop for just a moment and think about something. Why? Why suddenly is Jamie Raskin and the Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, so vociferously attacking the United States Supreme Court? Oh, I think I know why. Because they have no control over it. Because it is actually a equal branch of government. It is a separate branch of government. And they might lose cases because, elections have consequences. Donald Trump has appointed three of those justices. There is a so-called conservative majority on the court. And now they've got to attack the credibility of the court. They've got to get the useful idiots in this country who don't understand the U.S. Constitution, who don't understand the whole concept of recusal. They've got to attack the credibility, the very legitimacy of the court, because that's the one place they have no control. When I call these Democrats, communists, Marxists, fascists, socialists, whatever you want to, progressives, they are all of those. You know why? Because all they care about is absolute, total control over everything. To which I say, screw you. This is not the only line of attack that Raskin has opened against the court. He's actually pushing for Congress to stack the court with four additional justices and then to impose on them an ethics code which would make it easier for congressmen to impeach justices that they consider to be so-called problematic judges. Wow. This is so anti-constitutional. This is so anti-based upon everything that we have in this country about separation of powers, that this shows the extent to which they will go to do nothing but control everything. They're communists. They're tyrants. They're little dictators. And all they want to do is control all the levers of power in our government, despite what the founders set up. That's worked pretty damn well. Stacking the court? What a bunch of baloney. FDR tried it and almost lost the presidency over it. Biden, be careful what you wish for. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. And, of course, we're in the last segment, and I always want to take a moment out to tell you how much I appreciate everybody tuning in. Don't forget, you can do me a great favor by subscribing to the podcast. Send me text messages, 33103. Just start it with the word Mike or Michael. And then let all your friends, your enemies, people that I might piss off or people that I might actually entertain or people that I might inform, let them know about the program. Tell your local affiliate how much you love the program. And spread the word. I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you listening. Let's swerve into something different for a moment, because we're still learning, even after all of the stupidity of COVID, just how stupid it really was. And what I hope we're also learning, but I'm afraid that we're not, is that if and when they try to do it again, we won't let them do it to us again. Fauci's back in the news. You know, Fauci, I forget how long ago it was, in several months, if not longer. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic interviewed Dr. Fauci. Well, after extensive pressure from Democratic lawmakers, the Republican-controlled House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has published the full two-part transcribed interview with Dr. Fauci. That release comes one business day next week before the former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID director, Tony Fauci, is set to testify before the subcommittee. Now, that interview is fascinating. You can Google it, DuckDuckGo it, Bing it, however you want to do it, but you can find it online. You can actually go to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. You can go to that committee's website, and you can see a copy of the transcript there, too. The interview reveals that Fauci did not personally read any of the grant applications that he approved. And part of me wants to, like, give him a little, like, okay, I kind of get that, but. And the but is this. Not only did he not read any of them, but he didn't read probably the most important one, and that's the application of EcoHealth Alliance, whose activities doing gain-of-function research in Wuhan may very well be the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. The interview, now, initially there were fragments of the interview that surfaced back in January, almost 6 months ago now. But it includes Fauci's acknowledgement that the lab leak theory pertaining to the origins of COVID-19 is actually not a conspiracy theory. Stop the presses. You mean everyone that kept saying that we think this may be a lab leak and then people were deplatformed, kicked off Twitter, you were blocked from Facebook, you were excoriated to some sort of conspiracy theory, nothing. Oh, wait a minute. That claim of a conspiracy theory may now actually be true? How much more are we going to learn that everything we complained about, that we questioned, whether it was true or not, the very fact that we were questioning things was somehow seen as being un-American. I thought that the most American trait of all was questioning our government. Something that people in other countries would literally die to be able to do. The Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, the Venezuelans, the Cubans, they would all die to be able to question their government. In fact, what really happens is they die if they do question their government. We haven't quite gotten to that point yet. Not only does he acknowledge that the lab leak theory pertaining to the origins of COVID-19 was not a conspiracy theory, but actually a theory that they were worried about and thinking about, but he also admits that there was zero evidence, I mean zero evidence, for that stupid 6-foot social distancing rule. Do you ever think about how dumb that was? I think I know why we had the 6-foot distancing rule. Because of the teacher unions. When you start reading through the documentation that the subcommittee's coming up with, Randy Weingarten and the teacher unions were pushing for the 6-foot distancing rule. Now, why would teachers and the teacher unions specifically be trying to force the government to force us to keep six foot distances between each other? Oh, because you can't have a classroom with students that are required to stay 6 feet apart. You can't have them going to the lunchroom. You can't go. They can't go to the cafeteria. They can't walk down the hallway. You can't have school. Teacher unions. Now, some of the key revelations from the interviews include Fauci's admission that he never personally read a research grant before signing off on it, including, as I said, the one that went to EcoHealth so they could do gain-of-function research in Wuhan. An unnamed Biden official obstructed Fauci from answering whether he recommended travel restrictions during the pandemic. Remember when Trump said, wait a minute, let's stop people coming in here from China, where we think the lab leak may have originated, and he was somehow xenophobic? He was somehow racist for doing so? Seems that a Biden official didn't want Fauci to answer the question about travel restrictions. Very interesting. Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control, spending is out of control, and the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.